Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Why, hello. Welcome to the Get Options Podcast. And this is episode 45. Almost forgot what we were doing there for a second. Welcome to the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice show with your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my buddy, my co-patriot, my partner in crime, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. What's up, buddy, old pal?
Not much. You know, we are just happy to be back in front of the microphone with you.
Ain't it a treat? And the only people happier are our listeners, who I'm sure have missed us for this whole week.
All 90,000 of them.
Wow, that is huge. Less than I expected.
Yeah, we took a little dip, you know.
Right. Yes, our controversial opinions are, I think, hurting our ratings a little bit. But
possibly, yep, possibly.
That's okay. We stand behind every word we say.
Do we? Do we really?
What's the newest thing happening in your life that you would like to share?
What is the newest thing? I had a great. No, I got nothing. I don't know. I mean.
Geez Louise, man. It's like we've never done a podcast before.
Right?
What's happening in your life?
Work. I'm just juggling and keeping all the balls in the air.
Good. That's where they belong, I guess. Is it?
Family show. What's new in your life? What do you want to share? I mean, I really don't. I've just been juggling clients, projects, proposals, and two WordCamps, you know, that I'm going to be attending. Or have attended. Depends when this comes out.
Sure. I am busy too. I mean, come on. But last week I was in San Diego for a little while. I went to Traffic and Conversion Summit.
And oh, yeah.
That was a neat experience. Big old conference. Like more than 6,000 people.
Yeah.
And pretty different culture. Really. The information was great. I went to two sessions total.
Really? does your boss know this?
Yeah.
He does now.
Well, I tend to spend a lot more time on like the sponsor floor, networking, talking to people and that kind of thing, making connections, yeah. Schmoozing, you know, that's what I do. Schmoozing.
You're a schmoozer.
Yeah. I went to a talk from.
I'm like the introvert of this podcast. You're the schmoozer.
Right. Yeah. That's totally true. Accurate. I went to a talk by Pat Flynn about podcasting, and it really made me excited and inspired. So, listeners to this show, you should know that Adam.
Things are changing.
Yeah. We are like.
Wait. Who's Pat Flynn? If people who may not know.
Oh, man. That's another thing. We need to be better about explaining who it is we're talking about.
Right.
Pat Flynn is, you know, the guy behind a few really popular podcasts. Most famously, the Smart Passive Income podcast. He's made a lot of money, been very successful doing like his own online businesses, affiliate stuff. Been really successful. And for years, he's been a very popular trainer and speaker and podcaster.
Right. Have you ever met him?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well,
I have. I've actually met him a few times at New Media Expo back in the day. And very nice guy, very humble, lives in San Diego, you know.
So, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Good guy. Interesting story. Fascinating, actually, and authentic, even though some people may think he's not. But he is a nice guy. It doesn't matter whether his numbers are true or not. He shares his income reports. That upsets some people and inspires others. So
I was inspired by the talk, which was like how to make your podcast better. And it made me go, yeah, dude, Get Options. It could be so much better. We could do so many cool, fun, creative things. And we're going to.
Right.
We're going to.
We
this
are.
Is our promise to you, listener. We are going to make this show valuable and awesome.
Right.
That's the goal.
So based on that, we should move on now to unless anything else is going on that you want to share.
We'll play later in the show, but I did write a little song for you, buddy.
Oh, did you? Oh, sweet. Yeah. Maybe we can sneak that in there at the end. Maybe we'll do that.
Stick around to the end, listener, if you're interested in hearing my little tribute to my co-host.
Nice. And I think that's the next segment we're going to talk about is what's new in the news, right?
That's right.
And we have this thanks to you.
This is the point at which we do talk about everything that's new.
Nice.
All right.
We're adding bumpers to the segments. That's brilliant.
That is right. Musical transitions. And let's talk about what is new.
So really only one thing new that I put in the show notes, it's that WordPress now is being used on 30% of the top 10 million websites. There's an article over at w3techs.com. I'll link to it in the show notes. It's interesting, though, that the w3techs website could use some help in a design. Have you looked at the site?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really quite Excel-centric. You know what I mean? Like very... Yeah. It's just old school. It's interesting. They need a new site. They're running PHP. They are running PHP 7.025 and Ubuntu and Apache 2.418. But nonetheless, you can see the stats there. What versions of WordPress are most popular? Version 4 being 94.3% of all usage. Some people are still using version 1 and 2, which is crazy.
Wow. So amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So check it out. If you're interested in knowing the stats, it is there for you over in the show notes over at w3techs.com. And there's a link to it, like I said. So
cool.
That's it in the news. As far as people moving. Wait, I got something to play for you real quick. That's awesome.
All right. Yeah.
You're so good. Okay. So, only two things here. One is that a recruiter called me last week. Was it last week? I think it was last week or this week. The days blend together so much right now. Yeah, I got a call from a recruiter in Chicago, full-time front-end developer, all remote. And I start on Monday. No, I'm kidding. I didn't take it because the recruiter didn't have enough information. They didn't really know what the job was. They said, all we were told was a front-end developer. I'm like, well, for what? Using what tools? What's the project? Can you give me any information at all? Even a range of salary? He knew nothing.
Wow. That recruiter needs to maybe, you know, work on a few things. But yeah, so that's a couple so far. I had a prediction for how many people would try and recruit you. I don't remember the number yet.
I think it's like three or four. I think that's like the first one, really, isn't it?
No, somebody else started a conversation with you. I know they did. I don't remember.
Was that the one? Well, I don't want to say a name on the air because I don't want to call anybody out.
Right. You slammed the door in their face and like burned a bridge, as you do, as is your style.
No. Did not. I did no such matter. Was that this year that I did that one?
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
I'm thinking of the same one.
I don't usually get those things wrong.
Okay. Oh, wow. Cocky. Are we? Okay. So what do you have there in the show notes as far as people moving? I see there's one more thing you want to mention.
Yeah. Akai Suddeth joined Real Big Marketing.
Oh,
he's a local guy.
Mazel tov, Akai.
Yeah. Akai is a great fellow here in based near my hometown of Jackson, Michigan. And he joined the company that I formerly helped run. Still a year ago, I joined Sandhills Development. So I left that company. I was doing, you know, like our sales and project management and that sort of thing. And after a while, my former business partner, Steve, hired Akai to help in those efforts. And he's doing great. And the agency is growing. And they probably don't even miss me.
You're right. You're right. Absolutely.
Comes as no surprise. They're better off without
me. Truly.
They're better off without me.
Yeah. And that's the show. No. Awesome. Well, what did you say he does there for RBM?
I think he's an account manager or something to that effect, but he has a lot of background in web development.
Oh, cool. Cool. Yeah, they need help. No, I'm kidding.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. No, the team's a good. It's a good team over there.
Real good.
Cool. All right, moving on to the next segment, which is, of course, that's right. What you wearing, what you're wearing, what you're drinking now. What you're wearing, what you're wearing, what you're drinking now. That by far is probably my favorite bumper that you created. It really
all
is.
Right. All right.
I love that one. What you wearing, what you're reading, what you're drinking now, or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So what are you wearing? What are you drinking? What are you reading?
Right now, you can't see it, but underneath this this button-up shirt, I've got a Flywheel t-shirt on. I've had for a long time. And
yeah, we can tell.
Yeah. I am drinking water out of a Sucuri water bottle. I also have a little bit of cream soda in this glass, and I'm sipping on some bourbon in this WP Engine flask exclusive.
Wow, you're like a NASCAR of branding right there.
Yeah, you say that all the time. Also, I started a new book, and I finished most of it on the flights to and from San Diego. I'm reading
very cool
David and Goliath by Malcolm Gladwell, and I love it.
Oh, very cool. Nice. I've not read that one. Read a lot of his other work, not that one, though. So I am wearing a Woo Themes shirt. I think this one is from WordCamp US 2016. I'm going to go with that. I'm drinking, because we're doing this in the afternoon, I'm actually drinking. I'm not drinking coffee. I'm having a vodka cranberry. The vodka is provided by Gypsy Vodka. Check them out at your local store. No, they're not a sponsor, but I just want to say it that way. Maybe they should be a sponsor.
That would be so cool.
So yeah. Actually, I'm going to take a sip real quick. And that is good. Kids, we're staying in tonight because dad's drinking.
Good plan.
And I'm reading So Good They Can't Ignore You by a Cal Newport. So.
All right. I love it.
Yeah. So, hey, I think that's it for the wearing, drinking, reading. Hey, Kyle, you know what time it is, right?
Is it time to fight the power and stand up to the man and protest the establishment and buck the status quo?
Nope, it's not that time. It's this time. That's right, people. It's questions time. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time to give you some options. You ready, Kyle? Are you ready? Because here it comes. We're starting it right about now. Okay, you ready?
I think so. I don't know. These questions are hard, man.
Yeah, they are. So, all right, try one. Want me to ask the
first question? Comes to us from whoever asked this question.
We don't have a name on this one. Wait, I looked.
Are you sure?
I'm 99% sure.
Oh, that's right, because they didn't give me their name. No, this is from Kelly. Kelly at a meetup asked,
"Okay,
what is the significance of colors on your website?"
Oh, to annoy those who are colorblind. Dun, dun. End of show.
That sounds so spiteful and mean.
Okay, so to brighten one's day.
Yes, that is better.
To be pretty.
Okay.
Or if it's a fall color, or if it's more masculine, to be handsome.
Okay. I guess they could be used that way.
Or choosing colors for a website. It's not just about choosing colors you like. The colors should obviously strengthen the website and the branding of the business. Colors that work well individually may not be pleasing together. If they're, you know, put together in the wrong sense of things. Color combination is both science and an art, and they symbolize how we evaluate certain things. Actually, there are some great websites out there to help you select colors that work well, either two colors at a time, tertiary colors, etc. And I've actually used a couple sites like Adobe Cooler. I use it a lot to make sure I have colors that kind of work well together. So there's a lot of psychology behind color as well. Something to think about. So, I mean, you know, that's just my answer off the top of my head.
What do you got? I don't like it. Colors signify vibrance and life. They are to be applied liberally. You want to stand out. You want to show the world that you are alive. Each visit to your website should feel like 500 cans of spray paint are being gloriously detonated and funneled directly into your eye sockets. This is important. This is what our jobs are, to convey as many colors as possible to our visitors. Don't be subtle. All right?
Okay. So let me ask you a quick question, though. Do you think certain color combinations should be retired and or banned? Or not even, like, somehow, could we write a plugin that color combinations can't be used?
No, I do not like that sort of censorship.
Like pink and orange. And
pink and orange.
And green on the same page. Yeah.
Do not restrict my rights to be artistic on my website, okay? I am allowed to be an artist and express my artistic creativity using any colors I like. No limits. Okay. Don't impose your particular standards upon me.
Okay. I feel a little, some energy coming from you that you've had some issues with color choices in the past. Like were you allowed to pick your own clothes growing up on the farm? Or did someone else dress you? That's what it's coming across.
Yeah. I went to an elementary school and had to wear a uniform for a little while.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Right. Cool. Right. Well, so does that answer her question?
I don't know. I'm a terrible person with this question, which is why most of my answer is just, here's a bunch of links to great WordCamp talks from people who actually know design and stuff.
Yeah, about I looked it up, obviously, Kelly. I have the answers. I know color is important. It makes sense. There actually are some other charts that I found as well about psychological meanings of colors for the choices. Red being attention, orange being adventurous and affordable. White is cleanliness, simplicity. You know, everyone likes that white space, you know, the modern-esque look. But yeah, there's a lot more to color and color theory and layout than both Kyle and I are qualified to answer.
Yeah.
So we'll link to some things in the show notes for you. By all means, use those links.
I've seen this done so much. I mean, we've built lots of client sites, you and I have. And while neither of us claim to be experts in color or color theory or even design, we have seen things go very wrong.
Oh, yeah.
We have had websites where we can point to it and we say, that's color done wrong. Right. Okay, this client's getting out of hand.
Yep. I mean, just because you can use every color in the palette on a website doesn't mean you should.
Right, right. And while what you said is true, that the color should reinforce your brand, that doesn't mean like you take your brand color and just, you know, use it everywhere. Use it like that's the foundation for your website. It doesn't have to be that way. We can be more subtle. It's surprising, actually, like how little you can do with your brand colors and yet still use them, like accent things with your color. Just have like a white website with like horizontal lines or borders or accents spread throughout that incorporate your brand color in a subtle yet visible way.
Right, right.
And you'd be surprised at like just how well that works. Like, websites, they just have to be usable. They have to be clear and easy to access and digest by the people visiting them. There is no excuse these days for building a web page that is difficult for anybody to view and access.
Right. Totally. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. The last thing I was going to add was, you know, keep the website simple, clear, and clear. Limit the colors you use. 2 to 3 main, maybe some shades and tints. Will help the site look interesting. But yeah, like we said, we'll link to the show notes in the show notes, some WordPress.tv talks, WordCamp talks that are WordPress.tv. So cool. That good? We good there?
We're good. We're good.
Question number two, I'm going to ask this one. This is about seniors starting a career in WordPress. This one didn't have a name, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it did.
Oh, what? I didn't see it. Did it really?
Yeah.
I didn't see it on the Trello board. Anyway, you can add the name. Do you know who it is right now?
This was asked by Mike Maurer.
Okay, didn't see it. Remote work seems really cool and definitely appealing for someone like myself who has spent a career doing physical demanding work and will not be able to do so forever. Do seniors nearing retirement age ever start careers in WordPress? Do you think it's possible for someone older to learn enough to become employable in our industry? If so, how long would it take? Great question.
I love the question. I think you're going to agree with me on this, though, Adam. What we do is really hard. You basically have to be a super genius like us with near superhuman abilities and once in a generation talent, or you'll never make it.
This is true. I mean, 100%. Yeah. I mean, and beyond that, I mean, yeah, there's that.
Not to be discouraging to anybody. You'd be you. You'd do your best. You go out and conquer the world. But like what Adam and I do is just, it's super hard.
Head and shoulders above the rest.
Yeah.
When people say they stand on the shoulders of, when people have said in the past they've stood on the shoulders of giants to get to where they are, they're talking about our shoulders.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. This kind of work is just for an exclusive elite group of mm-hmm. professionals like mm-hmm. you and I.
Right.
That's right. Not so, to be discouraging.
No. Try but not. But to take the another option and potentially answer here, if I may. I could be pithy. I could add some more comic relief. Someone might expect me to do so, but I'm actually not going to, because I'll tell you what, ageism is a thing. You know, the population is aging. I'm Gen X. I've shifted careers a few times in the past, you know, 10 years even. I've shifted twice. And one of the reasons I shifted was because of the physical toll it took on my body, you know, and I realized that doing that job was a younger person's game, if you will. So, in answer to, can it remote work and then also someone older? It's a two-part question. I want to attack the remote work first and foremost. It's definitely where things are going, but not the end all for many people. If you can't stay focused, if you are distracted, if you have distractions at home, it can be difficult. And actually, there's just a tweet yesterday by John Maeda. Do you know who John is? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So John is the, what's his actual title? Do you know?
Something about design related at Automattic.
Right. So he's head of design at Automattic. And he tweeted out that distributed or remote work is a solution to inequality and to be considered for the future of design in tech. So I mentioned this. So because he's giving props to the company he works for Automattic, because they are all remote, which connects back to, can someone older learn enough to become employable in the industry? My answer is yes, you totally can. How long? 9 days.
Wow.
Yeah, 9 days and you're good to go. No. Of course, the answer is typically, it depends. It depends on what you want to do with your skill set in the industry. Is it design? Is it sales? Is it project management? Is it coding? All those things have different time to learn based on what you already know how to do. So, right. You know, and there's nothing wrong. I don't think there's an age where you're too old to learn. If you're willing to learn, you can learn at any age. I really believe that.
That's totally true.
So, yeah. You know, it's a thing. I mean, I'm concerned. I mean, like I said, I'm Gen X. I'll be 50 in a few years, and I'm looking towards the future as well. I love what I do right now. Will I do this for 10 more years? I don't know. But I'm working on plans. I have plans on, you know, a potential pivot in 3 to 5 or 10. Who knows? But I just don't want to stop learning and get complacent. So,
yeah, don't stop believing.
Yeah. And then one last thing, you know, there's the other issue with technology is, you know, as far as a physical, it may not be physical, it's like, you know, digging ditches, but if you have carpal tunnel issues in your wrists and hands of your typing, or vision can become those two things can become an issue. So kind of take care of the body that way as well.
True. Yeah. Right. A couple things. One of the big questions is just, if you're looking at transitioning into this field, because you're not in it already, a big, very important question is how related your experience is. Mm-hmm. So like if you have been doing something that is somewhat related, but not exactly, you have a little bit of an edge and the barrier is lower. So maybe like you worked something with computers. It's not web development at all, but you know, you're proficient in using computers and emailing and researching things and typing and communicating that way. You understand all of that tech at a basic level. Then moving into, you know, web development is there's a learning curve. There's work to do, but you are at an advantage over somebody who maybe, what appears to be implied in the question, somebody who has very little experience in tech in general. So that person has the biggest hurdle of all. I agree with you completely that it's completely possible to overcome. Absolutely. No question about it. This is not rocket science. I'm not even very old. I've only been doing this. How long have I been doing this? 6-7 years professionally, probably. Mm-hmm. That's not mm-hmm. all that long. And it's it only took me a couple of years to be pretty darn productive in this field and highly employable. And I'm no smarter than the next guy. That's for sure.
Well, you're pretty smart.
Well, thank you. Well, yeah. Oh, shucks.
Yeah.
So all things considered, like this a college degree, totally not required. Tons and tons of experience, totally not required. Pretty basic skill set just to be employable.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But you're at an advantage if you have a little bit of tech experience, because you do have to learn some things in order. There is like that pyramid, I guess, of like foundational knowledge. You have to understand fundamentals of technology. You need to know how to use a computer. And then you need to know how to use the internet. And then like things like researching online to find the solution to a problem and using some fundamental software programs and email and so forth. Those are kind of foundational for us, for anybody to be employable in tech, regardless of web development. And then building on top of that, one would learn whatever it is we do. But then on top of that, it's worth noting that this is a big industry with a many, many different roles that one could play. So when Mike asks in WordPress, you know, could one find work? I would say, yeah, because you can do just about anything. You and I do totally different things, and we still work in WordPress, but our day to day jobs are completely different. And there are
I write for blog posts. I do support. No, wait, that's not me. That's you.
Yeah.
No, I know.
There's so many roles. We know people out there who are brand ambassadors and attend conferences, and like all they do is like email with their cohorts and do networking. And people who are community managers or project managers and sales. These are good examples of roles which are not truly technical, like a developer so much, not like based upon a very technical advanced right. skill set.
Project management is project management, technically. You know, you need to know the terms and the terminology and maybe the flow of a project in relation to building a company website, but PM is PM, right?
That's right. That's right.
There's agile.
Right.
Of course. There's agile. There's what's the other one called?
Scrum?
Scrum. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. You're like Scrum? Yes. So clearly you're not a PM.
I actually taught project management at a college. Yeah, but it was ironic and goofy. But
like you said, there's just depends on where your skills lie.
And another thing that like I haven't seen this happen a lot. You and I know a lot of people in this industry, and we know a decent number of people, like, or, you know, chronologically advanced, I guess, maybe nearing retirement. So we know a lot of people
you and I,
yeah, in our industry who are closer to retirement and still working in the space.
Oh yeah, yeah.
A smaller number of them are new to it. I guess it's a young industry, but I know a lot of people, you know, who are like really old, like close to like your age, maybe, like just a couple of years from retirement. And
did you say chronologically advanced earlier?
Is that a nice way to put it? I don't know.
No.
Okay.
No. Wise. How about just a lot of people who are more wise than you?
Yeah, I definitely know a lot of people wiser than me.
Yes.
I haven't seen that many people who are wiser than me who are just getting started. A lot of them like have been doing it for a while or are doing something in tech, working at some kind of agency or doing advertising or marketing.
And if I may, a lot of people start little projects on the side. They keep their job or maybe they are semi-retired, but they'll start working a little side project, side hustle. You know, maybe it's a hobby. Then the hobby becomes a career, which would be a great story to tell somebody sometime on some other new podcast coming out in March.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, nice. Nice.
Like that little plug.
See right through you every time. One of the things that comes up when I have conversations with people like this is it is typical that someone in that position, someone closer to retirement, okay, you're older, people in that position, generally speaking, are often less able to like go back to entry level wages.
Right.
Like, I mean, you, for example, just you can't afford to just like start over and go down to like bottom end junior level basic starting wage. Yeah, you can't do that. You have a family to support. And a lot going on.
So the workaround is to do something like that part time, remote for somebody while I have another job.
Sure.
Day job, even if it's working for the man, whatever it may be.
I mean, do your best to leverage the skill set that you already have so that maybe you're not starting at a junior. Like, so maybe you're not in the web industry, but you've been doing like sales somehow. You've been selling something different. I don't know. It could be construction projects or cars, and you're moving, and now you're selling website projects or SEO packages. You understand how to communicate and talk with people. You understand pricing and sales tactics and special offers and discounts and all the things that you do in a sales process. You're just selling something different. Maybe you leverage your old experience, have a little bit of learning to do, and you're not starting at a junior level. Yeah. That could happen because you're, yeah, just not back to ground zero.
Right.
Unless you want
to leave your family high and dry and just bail.
I mean, I know some people who are now at like an empty nest stage in their life and maybe they've done well for themselves, or maybe they have a spouse or significant other who supports them pretty well. And they're just, you know, earning side income, and it doesn't matter that much how much they make. Some people are privileged and in that kind of a position. And so they can take all the time they need to just learn, fiddle around, you know, learn how to use a page builder and put together some pages and make some websites right. for low budget small businesses and have fun with it and see where it goes. If you're in that position, great. This is an awesome field to explore and play around in.
It is. All right. I think we answered that as well as we possibly could have at this moment. Let's move on to not a question, but a new segment we have. And why don't you go ahead and shout it out, tell us what it is and how it works.
As you know, listeners, we're introducing a lot of fun new segments to the show to try and make things interesting and spice it up in 2018. This new segment is called Do and Q.
I love it. No bumper yet. I'm working on it. Right. I might come up with the next one.
Cool. Good. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, pull your weight around here. Come on, man. Jeez, yeah, you're right. Slacking. But Do and Q is a segment where we suggest things that you need to add to your queue. That's about it. It could be books, movies, podcasts, something on the menu at Pizza Hut. It could be anything, but just queue this up and make sure you get around to it because we give it our stamp of approval. What do you got first on your list, Adam?
So I actually have two things, but one's more of a rant, so I might have to wait for the next show that we do the rant up.
Oh, okay.
I thought about it. I was reading it, and I was like, this might be more rantish, so I'm going to save that one. So I just have the one, just because it's the first week we're doing this, first time. I have one in queue, all right? And it is classic books, and not just any classic books, but really books, for example, you want to go ahead and Letters by Stoic by Seneca, The Disclosures by Epictetus, The Good Life by Marcus Tullius Cicero, the other one I wanted to say, The Art of the Rhetoric by Aristotle, and The Complete Essays by Michel de Montaigne. I don't know how to say that in French.
Right.
So I'm on a kick lately of looking at some older content, much, much older readings. And I found these honestly because I was Googling something and I found Goodreads and I knew about it, but I forgot all about it. So I'm actually bookmarked and I suggest goodreads.com. You can find all these books there. So
those are great. It's, it feels like we would be assigning our listeners to like write an essay after they read them and turn it in
right
next week.
That's fine. They should.
Yes.
They should.
Yes. Read them all by next week. Send us your essay, you know, 12-point font and whatever.
Yeah. So you have a list, you have a queue.
I got a couple of things that I think you need to enqueue, listener. Okay. Number one, The Hunt on Netflix. I love it. It's a nature show. BBC, the makers of Planet Earth and Blue Planet and all those shows, they made a series that was just fantastic about animals and their hunts. And I just love animals and am totally captivated by shows about wild animals. And could totally be happy living like or working in a zoo. In another life, if I weren't working on the web, I'd probably work in a zoo or something like that. Animals fascinate me. So The Hunt was just stunning. Another thing, Do and Q, Reply All. Great podcast.
It is. You told me about it 2 weeks ago, a week ago. I listened to one already. One of them already. Very good.
Yeah. They've got some really great segments on there, and it helps me keep up just like what's important on the web and some fascinating stories. Another podcast, a little more related, Hallway Chats, Do and Q Hallway Chats. That's a good one from Tara Clays and shoot, I know the guy's name. Doesn't matter. Anyway, Tara Clays and her co-host interview people from the WordPress community every week. And it's really great. They do a great job. Very professional show. Really interesting people pulling out the good stories from around our community. I love the show. Totally. Tune into it. Liam Dempsey. Yes. Thank you. I was thinking Landon or something. Yes. Sorry, Liam. My apologies. And
see, yeah.
Doing Q. Hot Rod. Greatest movie ever.
All right.
I guarantee you haven't seen it, right?
No. Of course.
Because as I've said before, if there's a movie I love and have seen, you haven't seen it. We just don't watch the same movies. Ever.
What year was that? Like, was it?
Probably 2001.
Was it out?
Yeah. 2002.
Hot Rod. Oh, with what's his name? Adam.
Andy Samberg.
Andy, I'm sorry. Andy, yeah. Yeah, I've seen parts of that movie.
It's one of my favorites of all time. Anyway, do and cue that.
Of course it is. Okay. Okay.
All right.
That's all
I've got. You're welcome.
Wrap us up. Let's get out of
here. This is the Get Options Podcast. We're listening to you right now, and we are so glad that you are. What we want to do here in the future, now just come in here and listen real close. What we want to do for you is we want to take your struggles, your challenges, your problems, all the flaws you're experiencing in your day-to-day. We want to massage and caress and alleviate all of them. Okay, we want to take those problems away from you and just like throw them away. How we're going to do that? We're going to provide you guidance and advice. What do we need to do? All right, first you need to send us your questions. All right, describe your situations, describe your challenges, everything that's stressing you out, everything that's making you nervous and giving you gray hairs, keeping you up at night, preventing you from getting to that next level. Send those struggles our way and we're going to help you with them. We're going to answer your questions on this show in a future episode. You can send them to us by emailing them to questions at getoptionspodcast.com. You can go to getoptionspodcast.com and leave us a voicemail, which would be super cool. So you can play your voice on a future episode, or you can just dump questions into our contact form. Just list topics for us to talk about, or maybe even give us some feedback because, you know, we're creatives who are starved for feedback and appreciation.
Attention. Give me attention. Okay. All right.
Or iTunes review is always awesome. Anyway,
right.
Yeah.
So you can find us online. Kyle's over at Mr. Kyle Maurer on Twitter. I'm over at Hey Adam Silver. Also, we are over at get_options. That is it for this week. Talk to you next week.
And we've also got a little song for Adam.
Bye-bye. All right. Here's the song.
Headed out east with this family of mine to settle down in Cary, North Carolina. They call it every business. I pray to God they need websites. I could make it to the coast in about 2 hours, but I'm not used to driving during real rain showers. At the airport in Raleigh, I might see my baby tonight. Oh, talk to me, Adam, you're a friend for real. Despite your senior status, this is how I feel. Hey, Adam Silver. You lose in our battles, but you don't complain. That's because you're wise and humble and not vain. Hey, Adam Silver. Running from the traffic out in LA, I was born to work for myself, it's the only way. My baby works for JetBlue, I have a podcast now. Oh, these country natives keep getting me down. Some days I miss the work for people back in my old town. But I ain't going back to working for the man no more. Oh, shock me with a joke that makes me feel just like I'm back in high school. Adam, what's your deal? Hey, Adam Silver. While Ellen is flying on a big jet plane, at home with the teens is where you remain. Hey, Adam Silver. airport, I spotted a bloke. We were both departing Philly, and I thought of a joke. So I cut my hands and said, courtesy call from Adam Warner, step out of line, please. Just then I had to move on as they boarded group one. I could see that Mr. Warner was accosting everyone, asking for an answer while I just turned and laughed. Oh, everyone who meets you has the same appeal. Prove that perfect beard of yours is for real. Hey, Adam Silver. Oh, the number of businesses you maintain would probably make a lesser man go insane. Hey, Adam Silver. Hey, Adam Silver. Hey, Adam Silver.
Wow. Thanks, Kyle.